Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. My kitty cats and doggy would be very, very upset if I didn't highlight them on the show. I forgot to bring them to the studio. Usually I bring them to the studio and everybody could see. Problem is I got a lot of them. You know, we got Shaky Boo, Saji, Snowball, Snappy, and Spider. Spider's old and rickety, and I'd need a pint of blood if I tried to get her into the car to come here. And then we got Uzi, who's the dog. And I really fear all of them, you know. I'm not joking. I really do. When I come home, if I don't feed them, even though they ate like a couple hours ago, if I come home midday or whatever, and they demand eats and I don't give them their eats, they get me bad. They either go pee pee on something, or they climb on my desk when I'm working, or they start to go after my nylons or my shoes. And so I just don't know what to do. These cats and dogs, they really have me by the bra strap. And did you guys used to do that in school? Gosh, my friends were so annoying. I'd be just in class, and I was really studious, and they would grab my bra strap in the back and then snap it. So in class, you're like, ow! You're like, ow. I'm like, what's wrong with you? I have nothing, you know, because you don't want to be talking about your bra. I was really embarrassed. Plus, you know, my bra was already kind of three times the size of anybody else's. So I really didn't want any attention on, you know, something that I really wasn't that proud of. And then, whenever my friends wanted to, I guess, blackmail me, they would pull it to the point where, I mean, it would probably, if snapped, go through my ribcage. I thought I would lose a lung. And they would hold on to that bra so tight, and they're like, say it. I'm like, all right, I'll say it. And then they would pop it anyway. And then, you know, I have, like, neck issues and back issues. It's not from all the car accidents I was in. It's because of the bra snapping. It's really dangerous. So anyway, when it comes to my animals, I'm very, very fearful of them. So when they ask for table scrapings, I give in. I don't care. And everybody's like, oh, but you could kill the dog or cat. And I'm like, well, yeah, but then they can't go after me. I mean, if they want the eats, I'm going to give them their eats because I am, like, deathly afraid of these animals. And I really never train the animals well. When I eat, two of the cats, Shakaboo and Spider, have no problem coming up on the dinner table, just sitting there waiting for us to give them food. And then Uzi does that, too. Uzi now will now jump on the dinner table. And then sometimes Snappy does that, too. The only two is Sashi because Sashi's a little kind of, she's kind of heavy, and she really can't move or jump anymore. And then Snowball, she just doesn't like food. She's like anorexic. She really is like, she just doesn't like to eat. And so she just likes to walk around and, you know, keep her cute figure and, you know, be done with it. So, you know, there's a lot of foods that unfortunately are going to be on, unfortunately for those of us who are dieting, fortunately for those of us who want to eat, that are going to be on the Thanksgiving table. And we are going to want to give in to our pets. Or, even worse, we're going to, like, not stand the food. It's going to be maybe really dry turkey, or it's going to be some of the most disgusting mashed potatoes you've ever eaten. And you're going to want to sneak it to the animal to make it look like, I've done that, too. I've done that, too. Oh, honey, this tastes amazing. And then I just give it to the dog. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I am full. Whew, I ate it all up. Whew, mama's full. Gosh, that was a good dinner. Meanwhile, the dog is vomiting up all the little onion ring crispies. Okay, so what can they eat? So, doggies. Okay, we'll talk about dogs first. Dogs, according to the American Kennel Club, can eat turkey, chicken, or beef. But remove the fat. You got to remove the fat from it, okay? So it has to be lean. All right? And you got to remove the bones. do not give them a turkey leg or chicken leg or whatever, because the bones crack and then get into their gut. So it has to be just the pieces of meat. They can also have ham. I know some of our animals are Jewish and kosher. If they don't follow the laws of kashrut, you could give them some ham. Shrimp, thing, salmon. Dogs can eat salmon. People think dogs aren't into salmon. Yeah, they do. They'll eat fish. The cats get ticked because they're like, that's my eats, but it's all right. They'll eat eggs. Dogs will eat eggs, cheese. Cheese, though, makes them poop. Gotta be careful. Peanut butter. They can eat bread. So if you don't really like the bread and you want to give them some bread, you can do that. Or you know what I do? I'll give them the bread so I get to, like, eat the meat. Because the dog wants the meat. And I'm like, no, this is my meat. No. Eat the bread and get full on the bread. It never works. They just come right back for the meat. Popcorn they could eat, apparently. Popcorn, corn, and honey. They can have honey. What can they not have? Okay, now this is where you got to be careful. Okay, that's like really, really, we're talking bland foods. They can't have food with onions. Can't have onions. They can't have food with garlic. They can't have foods with chive. Raw dough. A lot of us are making the rolls ourselves rather than going to Sam's Club or Costco and buying them. They can't eat raw dough, so don't let them go into the garbage. Avocado can make them sick. Raisins, grapes can make them sick. Chocolate. Chocolate, it's the methyl xanthines that's really, really bad. Dark chocolate has more of it than milk. Because some dogs, you'll be like, my dog had a candy bar and it was fine. Well, if it's milk chocolate, it doesn't have a lot of methyl xanthine. But dark chocolate could be worse. But so, just avoid chocolate. They can't have cinnamon. They can't have ice cream. They can't have almonds, macadamia nuts. Do not give your dog a beer. No alcohol. No nutmeg, mushrooms, caffeine, coconut, energy drinks. Do not give your dog an energy drink. What the hell are you thinking? No fatty fried foods. No artificial sweeteners with xylitol. Now, you got to watch your portions because they will eat more than their tummy can handle. And that's just what they do. Now, what about your kitty cats? Okay, so I have the cats that jump onto the table. So, a little snappy tishy, one of my cats, she can eat some meat. She can eat some fish. She'll eat it all. They can have grains. They can even have vegetables. They will eat some vegetables. eggs, butter. However, you have to avoid the same foods kind of roughly as dogs. Can't be giving your cat alcohol. Can't be giving them raw fish. And eggs, that's interesting. It's got to be cooked fish. That I didn't know. Dairy products, it's interesting. They say avoid dairy products, even though we always give our cats milk. But for some reason, it can mess with their gut. And then you want to avoid coffee and energy drinks with your cats as well. But for the most part, cats can have a little bit of meat, a little bit of vegetable, a little bit of egg. They can have that. And they love butter. Cats love butter. Now, what about your fish? Some of you guys go, look, my only pet is a fish. Fine. With fish, you could feed them a little bit of meat. Vegetables. You can even give them scrambled eggs. Just no toxins, no fats, no cooking oils. And if you have a parakeet, if that's your pet, that's fine too. Just don't feed them like poultry, but you could give them some fruit, vegetables. They like nuts, a little bit of bread, and that works out good. All right, so hopefully your pets are happy. I need credit for this one, okay, because I want them to like me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I'm a walking in
the rain. Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So making headlines today, but by the way, there is almost a headline every day about this, is another ransomware attack. And hackers are demanding $14 million. From nursing homes in this latest attack. So a company that provides technology services to more than 100 nursing homes across the U.S. is now a victim of a ransomware attack, with hijackers demanding $14 million before they restore access. See, these people, I mean, they need major jail time, putting people's lives at risk. I mean, one thing, extortion and ransoming and all that other stuff, that deserves a penalty, but also endangering. And that's almost attempted murder, as far as I'm concerned, because now that all these, you know, healthcare companies are on electronic, you're going to, you know, mix up what medicines they take. you know, or not allowing access to that. That, to me, is attempted murder. I'm sorry. I know I'm not an attorney, but they should really have that, you know, the book thrown at them with that one. So the virtual care provider, it's called virtual care provider, informed its clients of the attack in a November 18th letter, a day after the attack was discovered. The company said it was working to determine if any client data had been compromised, disclosing that about 20% of its services were affected by the virus, and that it needs to rebuild 100 of its servers. Now, the Milwaukee-based company has been unable to pay the ransom. That means that some of the nursing homes it serves cannot access patient records, cannot use the internet, cannot pay employees, or order medications. Like I said, that's some serious stuff. This has been reported by the Journal Sentinel. So according to Karen Christensen, the company's chief executive, said, we have employees asking when we're going to make payroll. But right now, all we're dealing with is getting electronic medical records back up and life-threatening situations handled first. Most nursing homes don't really have $14 million in the bank. The company had told the Associated Press on Monday that upon learning of this incident, we immediately launched an internal investigation and retained independent cybersecurity experts to assist us in our investigation and remediating efforts. The statement went on to say that the company is working diligently to restore these systems as quickly and safely as possible. Now, we're already out, so we're already 2 days in. Now, a Milwaukee security firm, Hold Security, found that Russian hackers had infected virtual care's computers over 14 months using malicious email attachments. So ransomware attacks have been on the rise this year, especially in public services. We're being told there were 70 ransomware attacks in the first half of 2019, targeting more than 50 cities. The average ransom payout in the second quarter of this year was $36,000. In August, a ransomware attack crippled about 400 dental practices nationwide, including two Wisconsin companies that provided an online service to dentist offices. The attack made patient charts, schedules, x-rays, and patient ledgers inaccessible. Now, last year in New Jersey, two Iranian men were indicted in the so-called SAM-SAM ransomware attacks that targeted about 200 victims, including hospitals, municipalities, public institutions, causing more than 30 million losses. So they did find them. Mike Christman, section chief for the FBI's cyber division, told 60 Minutes in August that cyber crooks know governments and hospitals are most likely to pay, if only because they can't afford not to. This is according to CBS News. So now we have cyber insurance. Cyber insurance is supposed to limit the financial damage from a ransomware attack, but a ProPublica report found the quick growth of cyber insurance could itself be a factor driving increased attacks by encouraging clients to pay the money to hackers. So the insurance company could be the insurance company itself could possibly be behind it. You know, it's very interesting. Somebody came to our office once. Just walked into the office and said, hi, I represent a company that helps with your online presence. And they had a printout, a black and white copy of a review. I had never seen this review, and it looks like it was just posted. And it was ridiculous. It was very general. And they're like, see, this review is now online. And I'm like, you did this review? And I basically told them in so many words that I would come after them with all I had if they're putting fake reviews on there just for us to use our business. Never heard from them again. I don't even know who the company was. But that's a little scheme. Somebody will write crap about you online and say, okay, you need us to fix it. So, to have to get insurance, cyber insurance, I don't know how that'll work because $14 million for a nursing home. So I just, for poops and giggles, pulled up cyber attack. Dibella's Sub Shops hit with cyber attack. Reports of Pemex cyber attack has U.S. companies taking precautions. That was one day ago. New Jersey School District had to start late on Monday because of a ransomware attack. OMV offices reopened one day ago across Louisiana after a cyber attack. Ruin Hospital confirms 90% of IT services have been resumed after cyber attack, rendered computers unusable. This is just, FBI, 4 days ago, warned of cyber attacks targeting U.S. automotive industry. This is just, all I did was Google cyber attack. And look at all these Kasamba EMR hit by cyber attack 2 hours ago. Apparently, the governor in Louisiana declared a state of emergency after a cyber attack. I don't know if you guys heard about this. This is a report out of Baton Rouge. 1,500 of the state's 30,000 computers were infected by a virus on Monday. The attack forced the state to shut down a number of state websites and services as a precaution. Some services remained impacted, but most of the services completely restored. So this is what I get from all this. What I get from all this is we do not have our poop together. We do not. We are in trouble. I mean, we talked about this. What Sony got hacked, the Pentagon got hacked, the CIA got hacked years ago. You would think here we are, 2019 going into 2020. We would have, you know, figured out how to protect ourselves. It's almost worse. Every day somebody's getting hacked. Every day there's a ransomware attack. Why? Well, we did this to ourselves. We have ourselves so dependent. Now, some of you guys are like, well, they're companies, they'll pay for it. Hey, guys, you're next. How many of you are addicted to your smartphone? What would you pay to get that smartphone back online? Back up and running. With all the things I do, you know, I don't know what I do. Do I have a backup for my iPhone or my smartphone? Now, if any of you are out there going, oh, good, we'll hack Dahlia's, go right ahead. I'll put some pictures on there that'll make you vomit. I think you're going to regret hacking my phone. But we are so, we're just so reliant on things that are very easily for people to access. I mean, you know, guys, if you're able to text somebody in a foreign country within seconds, don't you think people in foreign countries have the access to your phone? We're stupid. We are going to be the cause of our own demise. And, you know, when I first heard that we were going to have to go electronic, and people's medical records, you know, we're going to have to go on a system, I'm like, well, I get that. In terms of being able to communicate with New York and all that, I'm like, but I was wary. And then when I heard that our medications were going to be computer-based, or your heart monitor was going to be computer-based, first thing I was like, is there a manual override? Please tell me there's a manual override. You know, I mean, if you cannot get into the, you know, hospital medication cabinet because the computer's down, how the hell do you take care of your patients? So, look at what happened with the airplanes and the two recent crashes. Older pilots are telling us that a lot of younger pilots, they've only trained on the fancier computer systems, that they don't know how to override the computer system and go to manual and then man the plane. They don't know how to do that, some of them. That's a problem. We are so reliant on electronics. Why aren't we going back to old school? Look at our cars. I am so frustrated that when I pop the hood of my car, it doesn't look like a car like I'm used to. Now, I know you got to take off a lot of fancy stuff, but, you know, it's just let me go back to old school. 1-877-DOC-LA.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he doesn't want to get ahead of an announcement by President Trump regarding Hong Kong.
Congress has now taken action since before the president. I won't get out in front of what he will do before too long. But suffice to say, I think the administration's policies have been pretty unambiguous in our support.
Pompeo was asked if the president plans to sign or veto the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. New acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is talking about his priorities since taking over. Wolf joins Fox News and weighs in on the debate whether there's a new wall being built on our southern border or a replacement wall.
And I hear this fallacy that we're replacing wall, we're not building new wall. I would say if you're going to tear down a shack and you're going to build a 5-6-bedroom house, you don't call that a replacement shack. You call that a new house.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you know that I live in Nevada, and a lot of you have been grumpy at me, like it's my fault, over the last few years because of how the state votes. I get it. You know, our state's turning blue, and people are calling Nevada a mini California. And, you guys have to remember, no matter where I stand politically, and I am more conservative on a lot of things that have to do with healthcare and economics, I'm from California. You know, I love California. I know a lot of people bag on California. I think California is one of the most beautiful states. I'm a big fan of California. I don't like a lot of the decisions they make politically. I don't like a lot of the things I think they're not handling their homeless population right. I think they're not taking care of a lot of their citizens. I think their home prices are too much. And so I understand why a lot of Californians are coming to Vegas. But they still identify as being SoCal or NoCal, or, you know, they still identify as being Californian. But they're coming to Nevada, and a lot of them coming to Reno, a lot of them coming to Vegas. In fact, we're being told that there are more Californians in Las Vegas than native Nevadans. More than 3 million people now call Nevada home. It was the fastest growing state in 2018. According to realtor Steve Hawks, California is the driving force for Nevada's market. We're seeing people that are retiring, they're on fixed income, on pensions that are moving from California to Nevada because their money could go so much farther. Add on higher taxes. He said it's no wonder so many are making the leap. People from California just sold their house, have an extra $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, and they don't mind paying the extra amount of rent while they get comfortable finding a house here. So what's happening here in Nevada? Prices are going up. Las Vegas saw a 5% jump in rent prices, the highest across the country. The higher rates are now pushing locals out of the Henderson, Summerlin area, some of the more suburban areas. There's an apartment complex near my house, and I live in Summerlin, in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, and it is a gorgeous apartment complex. It's nice. It's near a Target. It's near, fast food, gas station, but it's in the suburb part of town. A two-bedroom is $1,800. A studio was about $1,000. $1,000 a month for a studio. They say here, so an average one bedroom, about $1,400-$1,500. Now, according to News 3, Las Vegas, they say year over year, the median U.S. rent rate went up from $1,500 to $1,600, an increase of 2.3%. But Las Vegas went up 5.2%. The most expensive rental markets are still in California, and then probably New York follows. Some of the nation's largest rental markets saw fast growth compared to the country. The median rent in Las Vegas is still well below the nation's median at $1,300. So we're at about $1,300 in Las Vegas, but it's increasing. Why? Because landlords know we got Californians. And I got to tell you something. I mean, I'm not sitting here, browbeating and acting like a scorned tool teacher, a school teacher, with these landlords. I mean, when we had to sell our house during the recession, we just could not afford to keep making the payments with Obamacare. Obamacare basically caused deductibles to go up. So insurance companies weren't paying me as a doctor. They would say, we don't pay until the patient met their deductible. So you charge them the 50 or the 100. So insurance wasn't paying us, and then patients weren't paying us. So how are we supposed to keep our home? And our home was not in Summerlin. Our home was kind of a little bit more center city, but we just couldn't afford it. So we put it on the market. Our house sold within hours. And I had predicted to my hubby, it's probably going to be somebody from California. I don't think anybody in Nevada is going to buy a home right now. But my guess is people fleeing California will think our home is a steal, and it was. Our home was on a lake. It's really pretty. I miss the house a lot. Really pretty. I love my house now. But we could not afford to keep the house payment with that house. And part of the reason is we took out a second mortgage to help pay for the practice when the recession first hit. And so we tried to do what we could, but this recession killed us. So we, but so blessed, we're still blessed. We could have had, I'm not saying boo-hoo, I lost the house. But we were able to get asking price within hours. Thanks to a great realtor team, Dale Snyder and Aaron Camp, but also it's people from California where sold their house and had money to spend. And so when they saw a steal like ours, even though we still priced it above appraisal, we really couldn't, I guess, ask for more. Because that was my question. Should we have just asked for more? And I guess the problem with that is if it doesn't appraise like that, the bank won't pay for it. So that's why you can't just say, oh, here it is. Unless, of course, you're expecting people to pay cash. So, yeah, we were able to, so that was the good. So we benefited from California coming to Vegas. But the problem we have is Vegas is not California. High prices, I understand, if you're on the strip. But when you're out in the beautiful desert, it's a beautiful desert, and we don't have ocean, and we don't have fantastic weather year-round, it kind of scares me that we're going to have these high rents. And people are going to be like, what the hell am I doing? They say the only major rental market rising faster is Phoenix. Phoenix saw a 6.4% increase year over year. So why? What's going on? For those of you guys looking at investing, well, I think people are sick of snow. Look at the storm that's about to hit the Midwest. Back east, people are sick of cold weather. A lot of us are older. You got a lot of baby boomers. You have a lot of people that, you know, they don't want to buy houses. The rental market is skyrocketing because of the millennials. They're smart people. They're like, why would I buy a house seeing my parents or aunt or uncle lose theirs in the recession? Housing prices drop just like cars. See, I was always trained that housing prices will go up, and they do. Housing prices will long-term go up. But millennials don't think long-term, and they have every right to do that because they don't have the future that we did. We were told there's going to be ups and downs, the housing market will go up, your career will get stronger, your boss will take care of you, there's going to be more benefits, it'll get better. And the millennials said, that's a bunch of bullcrap. The average person leaves their job after 2 years. The average employer doesn't give a crap about their employees. The average house will tank at some point. And if you don't have a job that allows you to ride it out, why would you buy the house? Why would any millennial buy a house if they're going to have to move in 2 years to find a new job? They're honestly the smartest generation, people. Mind you, I love the baby boomers. I love the traditionalists. I think us Xers are pretty good. But got to quit bagging on the millennials. They know. It doesn't make any sense to buy a house if you're not going to have a job in 2 years. They have no idea what their job market's going to look like. So doing a year lease is about as committing as they want to be. The problem is California, they are so used to paying $2,000-$3,000 in rent or whatever they're paying, that coming out here, they're like, oh, fine, $1,800, I'll pay it. You know, the only thing that'll drive down price is demand. If nobody demands, you know, that the price drops, there's all this supply. Or there's not enough supply and there's more demand. And they're like, I'll take it, I don't care, I'll pay it. I'm still ahead of the game. The prices are going to go up. And that kind of messes things up for the local economy. We do not want to be an expensive city. We liked being cheaper. Us being cheaper than California was great. But at some point, it shows you how the pendulum swings. So, you know, not easy. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the FDA has issued warning letters to 15 companies for illegally selling CBD products in ways that violate the Federal Drug, Food, and Cosmetic Act. Okay, Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. The health agency has also advised consumers that it cannot conclude that CBD is generally recognized as safe for use in human or animal food. Now, that's huge, people. CBD, cannabis, is sold online. It's sold in states, legal, illegal. It's all over the place. The FDA is saying we cannot still conclude that it's safe for use in human or animal food. And I agree with that. The reason why is because we're still studying it. Maybe it does help some kids with their seizures, which is fantastic, and that's why we have Epidiolex now, and it's FDA approved. But do we know how much somebody can eat? Do we know how much somebody can smoke? Have we figured that out yet? Do we know if it's going to interact with somebody's Coumadin or other medication? Have we studied that? No. So we cannot conclude that it's safe. So according to Fox News, they say the FDA has approved only one CBD product, a prescription drug product, to treat two rare severe forms of epilepsy. According to the FDA revised consumer update, it is currently illegal to market CBD by adding it to food or label it as a dietary supplement. The FDA has only seen limited data about CBD safety, and these data point to real risks that need to be considered before taking CBD for any reason. Now, the consumer update also warned that some products are being marketed with unproven medical claims and are of unknown quality, adding that potential risks in using such products can be liver injury, drug interference, risk of drowsiness when mixed with alcohol and other antidepressants, or other medicines that could depress you or make you sleepy, GI distress, changes in moods. So consumers need to be aware of the potential risks associated with using CBD products, adding consumers should discuss these with a healthcare provider before trying it. So six of the companies sent warning letters by the FDA in California to Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Oregon, New York, Florida, North Carolina, Arizona, and Kentucky. They say the agency is evaluating regulatory frameworks that apply to certain cannabis-derived products that are intended for non-drug users, and including whether and how the FDA might consider updating its regulations and whether potential legislation might be appropriate. So as we work quickly to further clarify our regulatory approach for products containing cannabis and cannabis-derived compounds like CBD, we'll continue to monitor the marketplace and take action as needed against companies that violate the law in ways that raise a variety of public health concerns. It's according to Dr. Amy Abernathy, FDA Principal Deputy Commissioner, in a news release. So, okay, I told you, this is where I stand on that. I wanted marijuana legalized so we could study it. I did not want it all over the place. I did not want it in the schools. I didn't want to smell it every time I go to a hotel. But that, unfortunately, was a consequence, an unintended consequence. I wanted it legalized so we could study it and once and for all figure out just how good or bad it is. Having it illegal assumed that it was just bad. And when you had parents saying, look, my kid has less seizures, it works. Or I had patients who weren't getting diabetes, I'm like, all right, there's probably something to it. There is probably something to the lack of maybe insulin resistance, or, you know, maybe it does change the seizure threshold. But we have known for years that people that smoke marijuana do have depression, may have memory issues, may have GI issues. We've known that. We see this cannabis hyperemesis syndrome where people are vomiting and vomiting and vomiting. So we've seen, you know, a whole variety of, you know, medical sequelae that happened with marijuana. But we legalized it, and when we legalized it, there was some sort of, I guess, assumption that, okay, it's legalized, so it's safe. Well, alcohol is legal. Does that mean alcohol is safe? At times it is. At other times it isn't. Alcohol is very unsafe at high amounts. Alcohol is unsafe with some medication. It's legal, but there are safety issues with it. So we need to be very, very careful about a public who looks at government approval of something as, okay, I can do whatever. Okay, remember, the government isn't all full of scientists. There's not scientists and medical doctors making these decisions. It's politicians. Many of these politicians don't have a lot of experience. I don't care about education, going to college, but I care about experience or knowledge in a subject. And they're the ones making the laws. There's a whole big question. Marijuana is going to be legalized. But now everybody is trying to backpedal and go, but be careful, or not for kids, or don't mix it with this, or don't do this. I mean, look at vaping and these THC oils. You know, look at how legislators went after big tobacco. So people couldn't really go and smoke anywhere. They couldn't buy their tobacco. They couldn't, you know, without paying a crap load of money. So they went to something that seem to be more societally acceptable. Vaping. Well, now we have a vaping crisis. So now there's all these rules on banning vaping and banning flavors, and, you know, you might have to, you know, have a prescription first before you get your vape cartridge. And so now we're trying to backpedal on that. We legislate before we think things through. Meanwhile, something like daylight savings time, where here we are, decades after it was applicable to wartime. We talked about daylight savings time change because of wartime and needing to conserve on coal and energy. Now that we don't really have a need for that, we have medical conditions that seem to rise with the hour change. Why are we still doing it? I mean, we have year after year asked for legislation to repeal it, nothing happens. Yet marijuana, whew, that gets passed right away. By the way, the average person wants to do away with the time changes. They hate the time changes, especially the spring forward. So, why aren't we jumping on that? That's popular. Now, marijuana businesses, oh, this is interesting. This is in Michigan. The CDC has reported there's 2,100 lung injuries by e-cigs. 42 people have died, and this is still a number that hasn't been updated. It's the same number for a week right now. But in Michigan, the state health department has identified 55 cases of the illness. And the Michigan Department of Health said 88% of those patients had used a product with THC. The state's marijuana regulation agency expects the number of cases to rise. So on Friday, they put rules in place to get help and to put this, quote, public health crisis under control. So vapes have been taken off the shelves. Excuse me. And the Marijuana Regulation Agency says state-licensed safety compliance faculties or facilities will be testing each one. Only FDA-approved inactive ingredients may be used in marijuana vape products. All ingredients must now be listed on the product's label, and no vitamin E acetate is allowed, because as of now, vitamin E acetate seems to be the biggest culprit in these vaping illnesses. Now, people go, but take vitamin E. You could take vitamin E, that's fine. You just can't inhale it. But 4 days after the rules are in place, one mid-Michigan business is feeling the impact. Apparently, Lighten Up, provisioning a microbuttery, agrees that there's health concerns, and they don't want to be selling anything that's hazardous. But for a facility like this, where we went through rigorous state testing, no, we don't believe that we carry anything that would have the vitamin E acetate. And 30% of their revenue comes on a weekly basis from this. So all these little places have popped up, opening up shops, now getting hit. Well, again, we did things faster than before we studied it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.